Welcome to Eugeria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Eugeria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Eugeria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Eugeria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. It's April 18th. This is Brad Culp. I have Trevor Wolford and Sam Grass in the studio with me this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. And I'll be the one to do it. Happy birthday, Trevor.
Thank you.
You're quite well. Look, now you have that radio voice right.
That's
Thank
right.
you.
That's right.
So you can't just say happy. You're going to have to sing to him.
We're
going to wait until
that's your card. Your card is to sing.
Actually, it's kind of funny because Sam's birthday is tomorrow, so we can wish Sam happy birthday as well. So we surprised him yesterday, and we had a staff meeting, and he had no idea it was coming. So
I told the staff, usually I avoid him, and they looked at me with this strange look on their face, and as if to say, well, how, why? And I said, because I just don't show up. It's that simple. I just don't...
Anyway, well, happy birthday, Trevor.
Thank you, Brad.
Well, it's a rainy, nasty day out there today, but it's sunshiny in the studio. And we've got a great show this morning. What we want to do is focus on Friends of Gwinnett County Senior Services this morning. And we have board members present. We have presidents past, present, and future. So we have Jennifer Thilo here. Jennifer is the executive director of Del Mar Gardens and a past president. I am the current president of Friends, and John Winters is our president-elect, so soon to be president, and giving me a break after a few years. So welcome.
I feel neglected here. I think I'm just going to sit on the sidelines.
You'll have to join the board.
I step into that one, right?
We have a spot for you.
Thanks, Jennifer. I appreciate that.
So, good morning. Let me just start with, first of all, thanks to both of you for being here this morning. And let me just start by getting a quick introduction from each of you. John, we'll start with you and then Jennifer. So just give us a little bit of personal history, where you're from and how you got to be doing what you're doing and how you got involved with Friends.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, Brad. Name again is John Winters, and I guess things started for me probably back around 2000, 2002, when I went through the Gwinnett County Leadership Program and got involved in doing some community service work, joined the board of... Gwinnett Council for Seniors, which was a county-funded organization in Gwinnett County, to report back to the county commissioners on senior issues and concerns in the county. Became president of that board, I think, from 2004 to 2006. And at that time, I was asked to be a part of Friends of Gwinnett County Senior Services, which I had previously some involvement with, and was able to join the board and do some work in supporting, further supporting senior issues and concerns in the county. From a business standpoint, I have a business, an asset management and wealth protection business, Cornerstone Financial Partners. Matter of fact, I think a couple of years ago, I was fortunate enough to be on this radio program with my partner, Tim Thornberry, and we discussed that business at that time. Additionally, back in 2010, I was appointed Planning Commissioner in Gwinnett County, serving District 1. So I do that kind of in my spare time along with my regular business, and then also being a board member and now President-elect of Friends of Gwinnett County Senior Services, which is a wonderful opportunity to serve the community and the senior community in seeing the many needs that community has.
So you have plenty of time on your hands. You've got room for a couple more board memberships, right?
Actually, no. Thank you for asking, though.
Tell mm-hmm. me, just mm-hmm. let me step back, and we're going to talk more in detail about Friends in a minute, mm-hmm. but tell me what's involved in being on the Planning Commission.
Well, interesting. I was visiting a site last night with an attorney that they want to build another apartment complex here in Gwinnett County. What we do is getting involved in working with the community, working with homeowners associations, working with developers, builders, to do rezonings, changes conditions, trying to put the right facilities, businesses in the right places in the county, so that the businesses are successful and the affected community, the homeowners in the area are also happy with it and can work together. It's sometimes trying to bring the meeting of the minds together, working with the homeowners, working with the developers and builders, and trying to reach that compromise where everybody is satisfied that's the best thing for Gwinnett County.
Excellent. Thank you. Jennifer, so tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to be at Del Mar Gardens and how you got to be involved with Friends.
I think my inspiration was having such a close and loving relationship with my grandmother, and I graduated from college as an English major, and seeing that no one was really looking for a novelist, just kind of talked myself into a position as an activities director in a nursing home up in Boston, and loved it so much I kind of stumbled into my calling. And I've been with Del Mar Gardens for over 16 years. It's a wonderful family. It was started by a family in 1965, and it's a wonderful company. They truly care about their residents and also about their staff, so I'm just fortunate to be part of this. And I'm involved in many nonprofit organizations, but there's nothing that gives me more pleasure than being part of the Friends Board. I've been involved with them I've been on the board for 9 years, and in helping with the silent auction for 10. But part of that was because so many of our residents, they're very independent. They've always been active in their communities and big contributors, and many of the women have volunteered all of their lives, often the movers and shakers behind the scenes. So Del Mar Gardens really believes in being good neighbors and part of the community, and getting our residents involved in these efforts is just a natural continuation of their productive and contributing nature that they've always done. So our residents really enjoy supporting other seniors in the community as well. So it pulls it all together.
So before I ask you about Friends again, I'm just curious how you ended up in Atlanta from Boston. That's a big move.
I was in my 20s. It was a cold winter and a dreary March with snow on the ground. And I called a friend of mine who was living in Atlanta, and she was in her shorts and having a cookout. And really, it's that simple. I just moved down, and I thought I would love to explore different parts of the country. And I thought for sure I'd be here a few years and move away. And I just fell in love with the Atlanta area, the friendly people, the climate. I like the heat.
So now it's funny because a couple of weeks ago we had Lois Ritchie on our show, and Lois is a educator, gerontologist, teaches at UGA and Kennesaw, and she's from Boston, and she's older than you. But her Boston accent was very apparent. And I hear no Boston accent in your voice.
Well, I grew up in Connecticut, but I think I tend to assimilate. I tend to mirror, I think, who I'm around. I lived in London for a year, and my family said I had an English accent when I came back. But
oh, funny.
I quickly lost that. I'm not. My northern friends say I have a southern accent. My southern friend says I'm still one of those Yankees. So.
Yankees. Funny. You've been involved with Friends for 10 years. This is your 10th auction, and, of course, this is the 10th anniversary of the auction, so you've been with that right from the start. But Friends started in 1999, I think, is what
Renee
I was...
Renee Unterman founded it.
So how did you originally get involved with Friends?
Jack Gantz served on the board at that time and asked if Del Mar Gardens would host their first silent auction. We were known for hosting many events for the community, and I thought that was a wonderful cause. And so, of course, I agreed, and our residents were excited to help out with the project. And the first auction was very small. I'm not sure if 50 people attended. It was, an intimate event and very lovely. But they enjoyed the event, and everybody, and I, of course, had suggestions on how it might be more successful in the future. So you know how it is when you open your mouth and make a suggestion. They invited me to be on the board.
Exactly, yeah. Well, and I know Del Mar has always been open to hosting all kinds of events, from Friends events to GSPN.
Tomorrow we're hosting the Gwinnett Senior Olympics putt-putt competition. So,
all right. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Let's take a quick step back and talk about Friends in general. Friends of Gwinnett County Senior Services, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And whoever wants to field this question, just give us a little bit of background on why Friends exists and what it's there for.
Oh, okay, John, we'll elect you.
What's interesting, as I said, I was involved with the Gwinnett Council for Seniors, which identifies senior issues and concerns. And as an outgrowth of that, working with the county employees, got to understand some of the issues. And one of the issues was trying to keep seniors in their homes almost as long as possible. Seniors, of course, have worked their whole lives for their home, and it's unfortunate if they wind up in a situation where they can't stay there. And many times the reasons they can't stay in their homes is they can no longer drive, don't have the ability to go prepare meals or go out to their respective places, such as doctor's appointments, getting dialysis, things like that. So with what Friends does, it serves to support them in many different areas to help them. People stay in the homes is where they want to be. For example, Meals on Wheels. Friends supports or helps to support Meals on Wheels in Gwinnett County through Friends. It's a foundation that raises money and gives back to the community, to senior services of Gwinnett County. And I think Friends pays probably a portion of the cost of each meal that's delivered. In addition, purchases the vans that help that deliver those meals. That's one way of keeping the folks in their homes. The other way is when somebody is delivering a meal and they notice a problem in the home, possibly lights aren't working, the furnace isn't working, there's some other issue, safety issue, let's say. That's brought back to the county, and working with Friends, volunteers are sent out, and Friends would pay the cost of the materials to make that repair or fix that cause or concern up for the senior. Another way to help them stay in their homes. I guess recently something that Friends has gotten involved in is the transportation issue, where there's a pilot program going on, I think working in conjunction with United Way, to actually provide vouchers to seniors so that they can have a transportation organization that's been approved by the county come into the home, help that senior either in a wheelchair or walker get into a vehicle, get transported to a medical location, either for dialysis or for a checkup or a health problem, and return back to their home. In that way, it allows seniors to stay where they want to be, and that certainly helps us as taxpayers. Being a businessman in the community, I'm very concerned about the tax situation. And if you can keep people in their homes, that is very cost-effective for me as a taxpayer and as a homeowner. So that's partially some of the reasons why I think it's important that we serve this community.
It's especially important with the senior population growing in Gwinnett County exponentially at a time when certainly the county, state, federal funds are scarcer and scarcer, for there to be an increasing public-private partnership. And through fundraising and events like this, we help to support the efforts of the county.
Absolutely, and the transportation voucher program that you mentioned a moment ago, in 2011, I think we spent a little over $100,000 in putting that program in place and helping seniors get these vouchers to get to the doctor's appointments that they needed to get to and other transportation requirements. And in terms of the meals, you know, we're Friends has donated the money to literally deliver tens of thousands of meals each year. We're pulling people off the waiting list. We're not there yet because there are still people on the waiting list, and we certainly want to do what we can to eliminate that waiting list. But it's complicated, right? I mean, it's not just about raising the money for the meals, but it's also being able to pay for the preparation of the meals and the delivery of the meals. So, the Friends of Gwinnett County Senior Services is a completely volunteer-led organization. Nobody gets paid. We all give our time, and we have a number of ways that we raise money each year to put back into the Gwinnett County Senior Services to support Gwinnett County seniors. One of our primary fundraisers for the year is coming up in the next 9 days, I guess, and counting. And that is our annual silent auction held at Del Mar Gardens. And Jennifer, you have really been the driving force of this auction with lots of help, I know, but you've been a driving force in this auction for a long time. Give us a little bit of, give us the thumbnail sketch of the auction and the details that our listeners need to participate. Okay.
Every year we try to make it a lot of fun. It's sort of a extravagant cocktail party with wonderful hors d'oeuvres and refreshments. Every year we try to think of a great, exciting theme. This year we've chosen the Olympic theme, and we are calling it Going for the Gold for our seniors. We consider ourselves champions for the needs of seniors in Gwinnett County. And so we have folks dressed up as athletes, and Team Spirit is kind of the name of the game. We'll be serving all kinds of international foods at the event. We always have signature drinks and, of course, beer and wine and a lot of fun. This year we're focusing on all different countries and international aspects. We have about 200 fantastic items that will be up for bid in the silent auction, ranging from jewelry to overnight trips to antiques, all kinds of home and furnishings, just a real wide variety, from inexpensive items to really deluxe things. We have balloon rides and airplane rides, and it's a lot of fun. We have entertainment. It starts at 6 o'clock and winds up at about 8:30. Chris Pierce, the voice of the Gladiators, is our MC, and he always does a fantastic job. He's done it for several years for us, and I think it's just a lot of fun.
So we have the event itself is going to be a lot of fun, and you can purchase tickets through a board member, or you can purchase tickets at the door. But before we get to that, and we're going to kind of end with that, but there are also opportunities yet available for people to participate either on a sponsorship basis or by donating items. So why talk a little bit about those opportunities.
We have, really unlimited sponsorship opportunities, but I believe, in fact, I can't say it, but we have $1,000 sponsorship coming in today, and I am still accepting sponsorships this week, and I'd love to get you into the program if anyone's listening and would like to sponsor. But there's always an opportunity to get involved with Friends of Gwinnett County Senior Services.
And if you've got an item that you want to donate to be auctioned off, there's everything from travel opportunities to sports memorabilia to art to jewelry.
Restaurant gift certificates.
Yeah. And so please get back to any one of us if you've got something to auction off. And I do want to we've got six gold medal sponsors, and I just want to do a shout out to them for and thank them for their commitment. A gold medal sponsor is a minimum $1,000 sponsorship, and so there are six that I want to recognize. We've got Bright Star, we got Crossroads Hospice, Del Mar Gardens, Gwinnett County Senior Providers Network, Sundance Rehabilitation Services and Walton EMC, and all of those companies have been terrific partners for us in the past. Tell us what the specific details are again, time and place, the address, how to RSVP if they need to.
The event is Thursday, April 26th. It begins at 6 o'clock and runs till about 8:30 at Delmar Gardens of Gwinnett. Delmar Gardens is a senior living community with independent assisted and nursing services available, but we are on 3100 Club Drive, Lawrenceville. And if you'd like to reserve a ticket, you can just call 770-923-3100, or you can certainly purchase tickets at the door. Tickets are $25 each. There'll be $30 at the door, so if you'd like me to hold one for you, just give me a call at the number I listed, 770-923-3100. It's a lot of fun, and that ticket includes the entertainment and all the fun, as well as cocktails and dinner. Great place to, you know, stop in after work and get home in time to tuck the kids into bed.
And I can vouch for the fact that the food is always terrific at Delmar Gardens, and again, special thanks to Delmar for hosting the event. They also host our board meetings and many other events, but I can tell you that the food that they serve is always delicious, and it's an event that you shouldn't miss. So any parting comments from either of you, John or Jennifer?
Yeah, the only thing I wanted to say is my mom is a resident of Delmar, and she is actually, I saw her yesterday over at Delmar, and she said, John, you're going to have a ticket for me so that I can go down? And I said, absolutely, Mom. She doesn't want to miss it. She was there last year and definitely wants to be there again this year.
Yeah, our residents have a ball volunteering and attending and shopping and interacting with the crowd. We hope to have, you know, a couple hundred people. I think the most we've ever had is about 300 guests and a week. We'd love to have more guests to participate. And if anybody is interested in becoming involved in Friends of Gwinnett County Senior Services or helping in any way, just give us a call and we'll find a way that suits, you know, your interest and willingness to volunteer. It's a great, great cause.
Excellent. Again, Thursday, April 26th from 6 to 8:30 at Delmar Gardens in Lawrenceville off of Club Drive, on Club Drive. We certainly hope that our listeners will show up and participate in the auction. And again, please let us know if you're interested in being a sponsor as well. As always, we thank our guests for being here this morning, John and Jennifer. Thank our listeners for tuning in. And you can listen to a rebroadcast of this show at www.ujiriaradio.com. And as always, if the youth of this nation are its greatest national resource, then it stands to reason that the seniors of this nation are its greatest national treasure. Thank you and God bless.
Ujiria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.